Welcome to Get Over It, the Intuitive Transformation Podcast for Exceptional 21st Century Living. We've got a wonderful show tonight. We have Annette M. Brofman with us, and we're going to talk about the book, Anything Can Be Healed, The Body Mirror System of Healing with Chakras. This work is very important. I have read the book and used some of the practices and folks that does work. So if you're looking to heal with a system that you may not be aware of, this is great information for you. Okay, so stay tuned, take some notes, go get the book because it's truly going to help you. Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you break through the blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you release your BS that is holding you back. But you guys know I always ask the question, are you truly ready to? And by the way, folks, BS is belief system. Now, a bit about me for my new listeners, intuitive since birth. I'm a third generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience helping people break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing information which enables you to become a master builder of your life. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I am the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I authored Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money book, and Masterful Choices, the Key to Easy, Effective Change. I provide consultations and healings regarding relationships, business, career, money, and love that heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live your life to the fullest. Now, my clients tell me that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. To find out more about me and the services I offer, go to my website, and that's MoniqueChapman.com, and I invite you to like me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn. Annette discovered Martin Brofman courses in 1989. She got healed of neck pain and allergies. She learned so much in a few days about herself and the meaning of her life that she decided to quit her job as a social worker and devote herself to healing and teaching the body mirror system and vision workshops method that she has shared around the world since 1991. Now, eventually, Martin and Annette got married, and they were together for 20 years. Now, Martin passed away in 2014, and his devoted wife continues his work, and she is now the president of the Brofman Foundation for the Advancement of Healing that they created together. And you can check her out at the website, and that is Brofman-foundation.org/en/. So that's Brofman-foundation.org/en/. Welcome, Annette.
Thank you. Well, thank you for hosting me, Monique.
Oh, it's
and
so
hi
great
to everybody.
Oh, hi. Now, the correct pronunciation of your first and last name?
Oh, it's Annick.
Annick. Okay, and the last name?
Brofman.
Brofman. Okay, I was saying bro, so Brofman.
Brofman. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, Mark wrote this wonderful book that is entitled Anything Can Be Healed, The Body Mirror System for Healing with the Chakras. Now, it seems like you went and you took a healing and you fell in love kind of at first sight. So tell us about that story.
Oh, well, you know, I was it was like 30 years ago or more, you know, and I was like many people at that time, you know, looking for answers for my life. And my secretary had attended the class with Martin. And then she said, oh, you have to come. It was wonderful. And I was looking for the man of my life at that time. I thought I was ready. And she said, well, maybe this Martin Brofman is the man of your life. And I said, well, let's see, you know. Then we get to the class, and she shows me Martin from a distance. And I look at him, and I say, for sure it's not him. And the first evening, I changed my mind. So anyway, I fell in love with the method, you know, and then I was in love with him, but I thought, you know, all the students are falling in love with the teacher, so I was kind of fighting against that. So anyway, I started, you know, following the classes and teaching the classes, and then a few years later, you know, he finally opened his eyes, and we got together, and we have spent 20 years or more together, you know.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. You say he finally opened his eyes, so he got everything together. He got it together. So tell us overall, what is the body mirror system?
Well, the idea is that everything that is happening in your life or in your body is a mirror of what is going on in your consciousness. So what Martin did, you know, he got healed of cancer. He healed himself in 1975. So that got him on a path, you know, for, you know, looking inside, working with his mind and the power of the mind. And along the way, he was searching for answers, you know, looking at all the philosophies existing, you know, and little by little, it's like pieces of puzzles were meeting and creating what he called the body mirror system. So uh-huh. We're working with chakras, and we're able to read the body as a map of the consciousness inside. So every symptom has a way of being associated with, you know. So when the people are working on the cause, the inner cause, the symptom, they have more of a chance to heal and to not go back into the older reality, because it's really helping the process of transformation.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, let's start with... The basic premise is that everything starts in our own consciousness. So that explain that a little bit more. And while you're explaining that, do bring in the concept of thought forms, because I think all of that ties together nicely.
I didn't get to what you said last.
Okay. Your basic premise is that everything starts with our own consciousness. Okay. So talk to us about our consciousness and thought forms within our consciousness and how that affects us.
Okay. So first we say, you know, we are a consciousness inside our physical body, mm-hmm. and then we are responding to circumstances around us. And when we are responding reacting to circumstances with stress, and the stress is reaching a certain degree of intensity, then it becomes a symptom. And the symptom speaks a language. And the language describes the point of view that everything starts in the consciousness, and that we are doing to ourselves literally what we have been doing to ourselves figuratively. So let's say somebody cannot see, you know, their vision is affected. We say they are keeping themselves from seeing something. So uh-huh. we look at what was happening in their life when the symptom began, and what was the circumstances that were very difficult for them to deal with. If somebody is paralyzed, we'd say they have been paralyzing themselves, not standing on both their feet, you know, facing a situation. And when the person is dealing with the symptom and we tell them very directly what is the inner cause, you know, then they can look at what was happening. And then it's a big, awakening. And then they can do something. The symptom is telling us what to do, you know. The metaphor mm-hmm. it gets very clear.
Okay, well, go ahead.
You were talking about thought forms. It's something mm-hmm. Different, you know. Sometimes when we're working with healing, we are using energy, we're working with rebalancing chakras, and we're also working with thought forms. Sometimes people are describing the symptoms they're dealing with as if it was a thing. So, like, I have this headache, you know, it feels like pressure inside. So we can remove the pressure. Sometimes people, they say, oh, I have this pain in my back. It feels like a sharp knife, you know, in my back. Then we remove the sharp knife, or we can work directly on the physical level, you know, when people are dealing with cholesterol, we can, you know, work with the picture we have for the symptom and work directly on the symptom. So that's mm-hmm. how we use the thought forms, a little bit like the doctors in Philippines, you know.
Like the psychic surgeon?
Yeah.
Okay. And in the book, folks, she has a lot of graphics within the book, and she explains this, or Martin, or both, they explain this concept extremely well within the book. Now, you mentioned earlier, you said that someone could be, you know, paralyzed and they're having a certain experience, but what about the person who is born a certain way? What if you're born paralyzed? What if you're born missing limbs or whatever?
Yeah.
What type
yeah.
of lesson is learned during that experience?
We're also looking at, you know, a baby as a consciousness inside a small body. And the baby is also reacting to what is happening around them, you know. And when you're a baby, you are, you know, your world is very narrow, if you wish. The baby needs to feel the contact. And sometimes when they don't feel the contact, or, you know, we look at what is going on between the parents, what are the circumstances. So a mother is pregnant, and during the pregnancy, the father leaves, or she loses her father dies, and she's very isolated, you know, and the baby doesn't feel the contact anymore. So the baby is taking decisions based on what he is reacting to. It doesn't mean the love is not there. We're only talking about the baby not feeling the contact.
Mm-hmm.
We've had amazing stories like that, you know, amazing healings of people, you know, dealing with symptoms since they were born and being able to heal them when they mm-hmm. realized that they had been reacting to something happening while their mom was pregnant or at the moment of delivery.
Okay, well, folks, we are speaking with Annette Brofman, and her husband, her late husband, Martin Brofman, wrote the book and created the healing system, Anything Can Be Healed, the Body Mirror System of Healing the Chakras, and you can check out their website, and that is brofman-foundation.org.en. So it's brofman-foundation.org/en/. And Nick, your basic premise is anything can be healed. How? Why? How does that happen?
You mean, well, you know, when Martin created the method, you know, it's 40 years old, the method, and the book has been published a long time ago in England because Martin was living in Europe. So it has been published now by this American publisher. So it started with his story, you know, he was dealing with terminal cancer, and doctors had given him only 2 months to live because he had cancer in the spine, you know, at the level of the neck, and they told him they couldn't operate and he was about to die. So he was expecting to die every day. They told him, if you sneeze, you might die right away. So he started, you know, living the present moment, and then he decided to celebrate his life in a Club Med, you know, in Martinique, and that's when he met this Zen master, you know, teaching meditation, and the monk told him, you know, cancer starts in your mind, and that's where you need to go if you want to get rid of it. So that was the starting point for him. And then he was able to see how the cancer had started in his consciousness. You know, he was not expressing himself, and then he got his vision got healed also, so he could see what was happening in his life when his vision was blurred, and what was going on in his consciousness after the healing, when you know, his consciousness was just different. So that was the base for starting the body mirror system. Now, you know, everything starts in the consciousness. He didn't invent it. You know, all the evolved beings that have come to the planet, they say the same. You know, we are unlimited beings, and we can do anything. And I am teaching this method, you know, for 38 years now. No, 30 wow. years.
And that's a few years.
I started with children, and the healings with children, they are amazing, because their mind, you know, is more open. They don't have the limits that we might build along the way, you know, when we're very grounded in the physical reality. When people are very grounded in the physical reality, that's what they put the power, you know, but we're able to not be at the effect of the physical laws. We're a consciousness inside the physical body, and we have much more possibilities that people are experiencing. So with children, I mean, it's like miraculous healings, because they think less. You know, you tell them, you fill the person with white light, and they're healed. They have no doubts about it. And, you know, with the body mirror system, it's really interesting. Like, people, you've done Reiki or Reiki Master. And we have a lot of people doing Reiki in the classes, because, you know, it's like we're working with energy, the same, you know. But what is different is the feedback when we give the person the inner cause to the symptom. And then it's stabilizing the healing, if you wish, because they know what has created the symptom, so they don't go back into acting the same, because they know they will create the same symptom. And if you wish, you can use the tools for yourself, for self-healing. Mm-hmm. But what Martin wanted, you know, was to teach people how to heal them each other. So we see healings happening all over the world every day, all day, you know, what they call a spontaneous remission, for example. So we know healing is possible. It's happening all the time. And what was interesting for him was to see what makes it possible. What are the ingredients? And the major ingredient is the transformation. The person is changing their mind about something. They're responding to a situation in a different way. And what we do, you know, what he's explaining in the book and what we do in the class is that, you know, the class is about what are the ingredients that give the healing the best chance to happen. Mm-hmm. And we want to use the, you know, it's like acting as conscious co-creators. We don't need all the ingredients, but when we bring all of them together consciously, then we give the healing the best chance to happen. So that's what the body mirror system is about, you know, the inner cause and how to create the best environment for the healing.
Okay. Now, how do we utilize the chakras within all of this? And before you answer that, let me answer this question. Someone listening to the show, very interested in what you have to say, if they buy the book, will all the information be in the book so that they can start to heal themselves?
Yes. Okay. It's a practical manual. So you have exercises to feel energy, direct energy, see the energy. All the healing is explained. It's funny, you know, because this year I had a person coming to my class. She had read the book in French maybe 10 years ago, and she was practicing just with reading the book. She was practicing on others. And then 10 years after, she's deciding maybe she should attend the class, you know. And I was so proud of her, you know. It was like, yes, that's great, you know. You're just with the book, she's so, I think it's just great. I thought, what a wonderful a person, you know. But you have everything in the book, yes. So
okay.
With the chakras, yeah. Is it possible to make a little experience?
Yes.
For the people to do? Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
So and we can, you can do it too. We can do it together, you know.
Okay.
You can think now. You can think of an experience that was not a nice experience, an experience that was a source of stress. You know, think about it just now.
Okay.
Yeah. And when you think about the situation and the emotion, you know, that is coming up, you feel a tension somewhere in your body. So mm-hmm. what I'm asking you and the people is just to notice where in your body do you feel the tension.
Okay.
Now, if you were to draw a circle around the tension, how big would be the circle?
For me, about the size of an apple.
Yeah, if you were to give a color to the tension, what color would it be? You can just think about it.
Okay.
And then if you were to use words to describe the tension, what word would you use? For example, could you imagine that where you feel the tension, there is a flow for the energy, and that's a place where there is a resistance to the flow, or maybe a place that you're holding tight. So just untight it now from the inside, you know, open to the energy, so that you can experience yourself again like an open channel to the flow of the energy. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so now, if you felt the tension at the level of the perineum is root chakra. With the situation you were thinking about, it was about trust, survival. It was about fear, if you wish, lack of trust. If you felt it in the abdomen, it was about food or sexuality or about a suppressed emotion. If you felt it at the level of the solar plexus, it's because in the situation that there was a perception of a lack of power or a lack of freedom or a lack of control, things were out of your hands, if you wish. If mm-hmm. you felt it at the level of the chest, it's because in the situation there was a perception of a separation, a sense of separation with somebody close to your heart or the perception of a lack of love. If you felt it at the level of the throat, it's because in the situation you didn't express what was true for you. You gave yourself good reason to suppress instead of expressing. If you felt it at the level of the forehead, it's because in the situation you felt you were not seen for who you are, or people were not understanding your real intentions. And if you felt it at the top of your head, crown chakra is about feeling connected or feeling isolated. So when you feel tensions there, usually it's because there is a sense of separation, a sense of separation with somebody close to your heart, but that's creating isolation, or maybe tensions with somebody representing authority in your life. So mm-hmm. what I want to say is, if what I just described is matching your experience, what you were feeling were your chakras. And we feel our chakras all the time, but we were not born, you know, looking at ourselves as an energy structure. So when people have attention somewhere, they have a tendency to look at what is the organ, you know, concern, and what is the outer solution to get rid of the symptom. And now you see that an emotional tension, you feel it in your physical body as if it was physical, but it's not. You're just feeling your consciousness, your chakras. And instead of looking at what is the organ, you know, concerned, you can look at what part of my consciousness is concerned and what can I do from the inside to remove the stress instead of looking for an outer solution. So Martin was, you know, studying the chakras from different philosophies and looking at when everything is coming together. And also he had some studies, you know, in the medical, some medical studies and the psychology and the different esoteric philosophies. So as I told you before, you know, with the chakras, he could look at the map of nerves and seeing how it's, all the information is coming together. So with the chakras, they're connected to the physical body through the endocrine system and the nervous system. We have seven plexus of nerves and seven endocrine glands, you know. You want me to give you an example?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So with the root chakra, you know, it's about trust and survival. And the endocrine gland is the surrénal. You know, I'm French, you know, so I'm not sure about my... the endocrine gland is the adrenal gland.
Okay.
And the plexus of nerves is the sacral plexus controlling the legs. So when you are facing a situation that you perceive as a threat to your survival, you feel the tension in the chakra that is concerned with security and trust and survival, so the root chakra. And the tension, the fear, is, transmitted to the plexus of nerves and the endocrine gland that are controlled by the root chakra. And that's why you have this famous instinct of survival, you know, this energy that is coming from you don't know where, and that is preparing you to face the situation to save your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's how your consciousness and your physical body are connected through the chakras.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it important at all to try to balance the chakras before you work with them, or work with them in any other way before utilizing this for healing?
Well, you know, some people, they you have different situations. Some people, they're not interested at all in healing. It's not at all in their reality. And then they get a symptom where the medical world cannot do anything anymore. So that pushes them to look at alternative methods, you know. So we give them a healing and then they can work on themselves, you know. We can give them the tools to continue themselves. For me, you know, it's like what I like to do is start the day with a meditation. And with the meditation that I do, you know, it's the meditation that Martin created. It's called attunement, you know, it's tuning the chakras. It's the music is played to tune the chakras. So it's like when I do the meditation in the morning, and in a way, you know, I'm rebalancing my chakras, I'm starting the day centered, if you wish, and I have less of a tendency to react to situations, but more to respond to situations from my center. If I don't do the meditation, you know, sometimes I give myself reasons to not do it for a few days, and I can feel the difference. You know, any kind of meditation, you know, is doing the same. I'm doing the one with chakras, but any kind of meditation is a good way to start the day, or when we're a bit stressed, you know, to come back to our center, you know, this place where we can just respond instead of reacting, you know.
Okay. And folks, the chakra meditation that she's talking about is on page 162 in her book. Now, you're not going to find the music in the book, but is the music available online anyplace, Anik?
Yeah, well, with the music, if you go, you know, you have this master of Nada Yoga, Rup Verma. He passed away not so long ago. And if you Google Rup Verma, R-O-O-P, Verma, V-E-R-M-A. He's a wonderful sitar player, just an angel. You feel, I've met him a few times. He was Martin's friend, and you know, these kind of beings, when you meet them, you feel lucky, you feel honored mm-hmm. to have met mm-hmm. them. And the music is on his website, the music only, and it's called Attunement.
Okay, so the music is called Attunement, and say his name again.
Roop Verma. Roop, R-O-O-P, mm-hmm. Verma, V-E-R-M-A. Wonderful, wonderful man.
Okay. So, folks, you can definitely check that out. Now, I think what happens when we don't heal? Is there something within us sometimes where we create a situation of dis-ease in our body and we create it for reasons so we don't have to face something? And if we do that, can we heal? Or is it just something that we've chosen that we want to, you know, keep the hurt finger or whatever it is?
No, we work with the idea that anything can be healed, just anything. That doesn't mean it's easy and everything will be healed, you know, but anything can be healed. Some people, you know, I mean, symptoms are always the result of stress. You know, people are not happy about something, and instead of expressing it, we can say it's like suppressed emotions. So they put them under the carpet, you know, and they don't want to deal with them. And in order to heal, they have to feel the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And or they have to transform something. And some people, they're so stuck, you know, in situations that, you know, if they didn't change before, I don't see how it would be easy to change, you know, after a while. Sometimes you have these old couples, you know, they stay together because that's the way it is, you know, they don't, they have all these symptoms, and then in order to heal the symptoms, they might have to divorce, you know, that would be the solution. But maybe divorcing would be worse than to stay together. So it's like they're a bit trapped in a situation, but they always have the choice. You know, for me, it's like what is important is for people to, how can I say, to get them conscious about their choices. You know, we like to put people on the driver's seat of their life. So they can see what they have created, and then they have the choice if they want to create something else. But just to know that they have created it and they're not victims, you know, then they can release the stress and be okay with the choice, you know, to stay in a situation instead of transforming something. It's to get the people conscious. And, you know, it's taking responsibility, but without guilt or without blame. So then we get to, you know, it can be very practical, but it's a real awakening. And for me, that's what spirituality is about, you know. It's about learning the nature of our spirit, and our spirit is creating our life. And that's where our real intentions are. And, so that's what we like to do. But it is never too late. You know, I had this guy who was paralyzed, and I gave him a healing, and I told him, you've been paralyzing yourself. And he said, oh, my God, yes. He said, when I fell and I got the accident, I was thinking about my life. I wanted to go back to my country. This guy is from Morocco, and at some point in his life, he decided to come to the south of France, and where foreign people are not very accepted, you know, in some small cities. And he got married, he had two daughters, and he was not considered, you know, like very well, let's say. And his dream was to go back to Morocco and to work in Morocco. But he was dealing with... you know, his wife was happy in France. His two daughters were born in France. With the money he was earning in France, he was able to sustain his parents in Morocco. So he didn't feel free to quit his job and go back to Morocco because it was affecting so many people in his family. So the day he fell, he was just thinking about that, you know, and thinking about the fact that he was stuck there and he could never go back to the country, blah, blah, blah. And he fell.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to see him, he was in the hospital and the doctors told him he would lay for the rest of his life. He would never be able to sit. So mm-hmm. what I did, I filled him with white light, you know.
Uh-huh.
And a week later, he got back sensitivities down to the perineum, so he was able to sit down. And doctors, they said, you know, it was impossible. It was a miracle. So anyway, he was on a wheelchair. And the last time I saw him, it was like more than 20 years ago, he was doing re-education because there was the hope that he would be able to walk again. So,
mm-hmm.
see, we work with no limit. And it's not about me giving the healing. What we teach people is to do the same. When I have students in my classes, they're giving healings, and they're amazing healers. You know, we have success stories on the website. It's so simple. Doesn't mean it's easy, but it's just so simple. You know, Martin also wanted to demystify healing. And mm-hmm. that's what we do. It's just very simple tools. And it's just a question of trust in the simplicity of the tools. And, you know, and yeah, if you add the ingredient of unconditional love, you know, to stir the soup, then it's perfect.
Yes, it is. It is, yeah. Absolutely perfect. Tell us a little bit more about the white light. You devote a whole section in a chapter to it in your book.
Yeah.
How does the white light assist us?
Well, the white light is the element that we associate with the crown chakra. You know, when people are having this near-death experience, They're talking about this famous light, you know, they call it white light. That's the inner light. That's the part of our being that is beyond the symptoms. That's the part of us that is traveling from one lifetime to another lifetime, you know. So mm-hmm. at that level of consciousness, there is no hierarchy. We're all equals. It's, you know, what we call the collective consciousness of unity, or I am, some people call it God, you know, there is no hierarchy there. And it's also representing wholeness, you know, because it's the spectrum of colors, all the colors of the rainbows are creating white.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good model for healing, because it's matching the definition of healing, which is the about coming back to your sense of wholeness. So deep inside, we're whole. It's not something outside. It's not a quest outside ourselves. You know, it's going to a place that is already existing within. So using the white light as a model of wholeness is just perfect. And white light is also representing energy flowing freely. So for all these reasons, we're using white light. It's a model that makes sense, you know.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. Now, talk to us for a moment about the vision workshops. What are they about?
Well, with the vision workshop, we're also working with the idea that everything starts in the consciousness and the way you see, you know, your physical vision reflect the way you're looking at the world. So with the vision, we're using affirmations, visualizations. We're using deep relaxation. And the idea is that the eyeball is surrounded by six muscles. And depending on the stress that you are experiencing, the eyeball, you know, like when you have nearsightedness, the two muscles surrounding the eyeball are squeezing the eyeball, so the eyeball stays long. So you see what is close, but you don't see what is far away. So
mm-hmm.
in your way of being, you are retreated inside, away from a world that you are experiencing as threatening. So nearsightedness starts with a feeling of insecurity and fear. And when people are wearing glasses, the glasses are keeping the eyeball in the same position, you know. So it's when you're wearing glasses, the accommodation is not working anymore. And you're developing a certain personality, you know, shy, insecure. But that's not who you are. It's just a way of being. So there is a way, you know, to remove your glasses, work on the eyeballs, you know, the muscles, you know, yoga for the eyes, plus this process of transformation with, you know, the way of being, so that you can come back to clear vision. So that's what it is about. So we look at every different vision impairment, and we work on that.
Okay, so when we go to the website, brofman-foundation.org/en/, what are we going to find there?
Well, you have lots of information about the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
You have articles that Martin has written, and that other instructors, were five instructors we have written, and some are in English. You have our YouTube channel with lots of videos from, in English you have the videos from Martin, and they're just wonderful videos. I mean, he was just a wonderful man, wonderful teacher, and the videos are very inspiring. And you have all kind of articles. So just lots of information about the vision process, you know, and the body mirror system. The body mirror system is explained very detailed, you know, on the website.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Facebook, of course, and Instagram, all the social networks.
You can be found everywhere.
Yeah. Right now, you know, I'm teaching in England. I'm not teaching classes in the United States, but if somebody is interested in organizing classes, I would be really happy to come and teach in the United States. You know, that would be a dream for me.
Mm-hmm.
But we need somebody, you know, there. You know, it's not easy to organize from Europe in the United States. It's a bit complicated. Yeah.
Yeah, it is, but, you know, you never know, okay? So you put it out there. You put that intention out there.
Exactly. Front chakra, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You put it on the list, and then you see who is wanting to co-create. Yeah, that's great.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, our time is almost up today. What pearl of wisdom, what pearl of wisdom would you like to leave with our audience today?
Oh, well, so much to say, you know. For me, like I said, you know, what I'm continuing Martin's work. And when I'm teaching, it's like that's my mission. You know, I feel like I'm in a state of grace. And I just want to say, you know, healing is very simple. And it's people think, you know, you have to be born with a special gift to be a healer. We're all healers. We all have this possibility to do it. Some people like to develop it. Some people don't. You know, it's like baking bread. Everybody can do it. Some people are gifted, you know, for baking bread. Some people not. It's a question of, I would say, interest in doing it. And also a trust in ourselves. And for me, to being able to help somebody getting better and awakening the people, you know, to taking responsibility for themselves and putting them on the driver's seat, it's just a privilege. And doing it with love, you know, is, you know, experiencing how deep you can go with unconditional love.
Mm.
And this is just grace, you know. So for me, that's what Martin was about, you know. When I attended my first class with him, I felt, wow, somebody is talking about love the way I understand love.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no idea. It's just, just wonderful.
Okay. Well, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, that's just what I wanted to say, you know. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I truly appreciate Martin now in spirit for bringing forth this body of work while he was still in the physical, and I truly am grateful and appreciate you for carrying it forward. Folks, the book is Anything Can Be Healed, The Body Mirror System of Healing with the Chakras. I have utilized some of the techniques in this book. Folks, it does work. If you're looking to heal yourself, or you have someone close to you who is open to healing, get the book and practice. Have fun. I found it not to be so serious about it, but take it lightly. Have fun, and the healing will evolve.
Yeah, just want to precise the publisher is Inner Traditions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's available on Amazon, folks, so you can find it there. So, Anik, thank you for being with us today as we collectively get
thank
over.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Monique, and I hope I was of help for the people listening, and I wish you the best for you and all the people listening.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And to the audience and to Anik, the divine in me honors the divine in you. I truly appreciate your time and intention. And folks, when you're ready to raise your vibration and shift your energy, you can give me a call. Intuitive consultations, 30 minutes or longer, are offered at a 10% discount if you mention the podcast. Love yourself enough to make an investment in yourself. Make that call, 888-240-6057. And remember, the most important choice that you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the masterful choice of healing yourself. Abundant blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.